And if you're looking for a fun, free event for your little cakey or maybe the grandkids here in Honolulu, here's one for you. The Kids First Film Festival kicked off actually last weekend. We talked to Anne Brandman, who curated the films, and she joined us in studio to talk about what's featured for the rest of the run of the festival.
The Kids First Film Festival is actually a national organization in Santa Fe, New Mexico, that I discovered in 2007 when I was looking for some programming for the centennial of the University of Hawaii at Manoa. And I wanted, we were asked to try to find things that would bring families onto campus. And having curated film at the, what was then the Honolulu Academy of Arts for adults, I thought, well, let's see if there are any children's film festivals. And then I found Kids First. So Kids First is part of the Coalition for Quality Children's Media, which is an organization that promotes critical viewing skills in children and media literacy. So they provide films for venues for free, and we show them for free that promote media literacy. And basically, their films have the criteria of no religious, gender, bias, racial bias, no gratuitous violence, and no condescension towards children. They have child advocates, teachers, curators, kids themselves take a look at these films, which are submitted by independent filmmakers and studios to the Kids First Festival. They are then juried, and if they meet the baseline criteria and are of sound quality, they are then selected by Kids First. I then, each year, select the films that I think are will be appealing to our local audience and hit certain thematic areas and are a range of age groups, types of films, animation, live action, drama, comedy.
And you want it to resonate with our community.
I want it to resonate with our community. So I steer clear of things that I think, you know, wouldn't have the same impact as another film in its place.
When we were talking earlier, you said when you make these selections, you said sometimes you've taken more risks than maybe you would have in the past. I don't know.
You know, I try to keep it as light and entertaining as possible. It's a Sunday afternoon. It's a free festival. I know adults love going to film festivals. Well, kids do, too. I often see kids dressed up, and plus they get door prizes, so that's always very exciting.
It's a fun event.
It's a really fun event. There's balloons and so forth. I want to show kids, there are all different kinds of kids. I myself was the kind of kid who was shy and thought a lot and cared a lot about animals and so forth. And so this festival is for kids to just have fun and be lighthearted and laugh. But it's also a festival for kids who maybe are a little more shy, who are concerned about climate change, even at a young age, who overhear their parents talking about things and maybe are curious. And these films are a way to reach kids in an edutainment sort of way and still be entertaining.
Okay, well, let's take a listen to one. This one's called Moko the Young Explorer.
Correct.
Anything you want to set up for this?
This is a French series that uses animation to start the films. And this particular film starts with Moku and his friend exploring the ocean, and they come across all sorts of fish. And then you learn about 1 minute about coral reefs, which is applicable to here in Hawaii.
Suddenly, Meili cried out, "Moko! Moko! The sea's lighting up!" And then they saw, under their canoe, an immense beam of color spreading its light from one end of the reef to the other. "I wonder if all the fish are having a big party. Maybe that's why they're lighting up the bottom of the sea," cried out Moko. "Let's go in and see for ourselves," answered Meili. And so they dove in, hand in hand, among the fish, following the underwater current towards the extraordinary light.
So you've got a real mix of themes, though. I mean, you've got
Absolutely.
Things like this that are lighthearted. And I know you said that in programming this, the first weekend you try to focus on films for the young ones.
For the toddlers, kinky. Preschoolers, yeah. Because it's hard to find an event that is especially for them. Our auditorium is at the Art Auditorium at UH. It's a raked auditorium, no steps. So, and we let the kids sit on the floor in front of all the seats. They bring blankets. It's relaxed. They can do a little running around. So that's the first weekend. And those are some films that are new to them, but also some of the characters that they may see streaming or they may see on television programming or Disney Channel, so forth and so on. So they may have some familiar characters that they love.
Okay. And there are also themes, though, that are important to talk about, like bullying.
Yes.
And empowering young girls.
Yes, exactly. A wonderful film called Blue Toes, which is about a little boy who's shy and awkward and who happens to like some things like painting his toenails. And he gets bullied and he gets teased, but he is the best swimmer on the swim team. And through the encouragement and support of his sister, he gains some self-confidence and he starts to make friends with other kids who may feel unique and like a little African-American boy. So a lot of the films, and there are films made by students themselves, and it's so encouraging to see these student-made films, are about acceptance, inclusion, being unique and finding others who support that uniqueness, following your inspiration, following your dreams. And many of them are in 2-minute films. And that's what's so wonderful about independent filmmaking for kids.
Yes, I mean, you know, everybody, you know, probably grew up on Disney films and they watch, you know, probably Sesame Street and mm-hmm. all the wonderful children's programming, mm-hmm. let's say, on PBS.
Mm-hmm.
But you do then have an opportunity at a film festival like this to touch on different cultures. And so people come from different places.
They can share shared
experiences. Let's take a listen to something called Educate Girls.
मैं पढ़ लिख कर देश की सेवा करना चाहती हूँ और जैसे कि मुख्यमंत्री है प्रधानमंत्री है ऐसा कुछ बनना चाहती हूँ और मैं देश के लिए सेवा करना चाहती हूँ
आई एम ए गर्ल
नॉट वन गर्ल हैज सेड टू मी दैट आई डोंट वांट एन एजुकेशन आई वांट टू सिट एट होम और आई वांट टू लुक आफ्टर द कैटल एवरी सिंगल गर्ल आई मीट वांट्स टू गो टू स्कूल एंड दैट फॉर मी इज माय बिगेस्ट सोर्स ऑफ होप
एजुकेट गर्ल्स.
So this is a very short documentary film about an organization. The narrator that you heard, she's just one of the people. It's not all narration. She is the director of Educate Girls. And the film starts with a little girl who has to walk. It's an animation who has to walk an hour to get to school, and she does it happily every day. And that was the inspiration for the director of the organization to start this organization and to go to different villages in India to encourage not just the girls, but the girls' parents to let their girls go to school. Because I think there are so many girls who don't even finish primary school in India, and the girls who do go are so thrilled and so happy. And the message, I think, for us here is to be so grateful for what we have and the opportunities we have for education, and also to see that we still are looking for equality for girls and women in our own country.
And we have a great opportunity then to see this wonderful showcase of independent films for the whole month of July, really.
Sundays in July, every Sunday in July, it's air conditioned, so it's good for grandparents. Give the parents an afternoon off. UH Art Auditorium. Our doors open at 2:30. We start the films at 3, and we immediately do door prizes and then go into the program.
And it's free.
It's all free. Parking is free on Sundays on campus, too.
All right. Well, Ann Bradman, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ann Bradman curates the Kids First Film Festival, which is playing on Sundays at the University of Hawaii Manoa Art Auditorium, and again, is free.